It is time for Coffee Talk, and on the line with me, as always on the first Thursday of the month, Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing after all of the shoveling and scraping this week?
Well, I have a good way of avoiding that, so I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't even drive in it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let this pass and let it be.
Good for you.
Yep, I hope you fared well.
We're still all in one piece.
Okay, good.
Both me and my vehicle, so no complaints here.
Life there you go. That's wonderful. So what does the month of April bring for Two Harbors and the library?
So we finished our March Madness and our head-to-head competition at one point was new books versus programs and events. And I was helping a kiddo fill out his ballot.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, well, I pick programs and events because sometimes your programs are about books. And I was like, oh, kids are so smart.
That is so awesome. Way to think it through, buddy. Oh, I love it.
Right. And programs and events ended up winning. So I thought I would share some of our book events coming up for you this month of April.
Perfect. Lay it on.
So we actually have three authors visiting us this month.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
cool.
An
embarrassment of riches. I'm so excited. Kicking it off, Heather Wild. Heather actually grew up in Two Harbors, and her memoir, Tumbled, came out, I think, last month, and I could not put it down. I'm just going to read a blurb from the back of the book so readers can kind of know what they're getting into.
Okay.
Wild uses her acquired fearlessness to share personal and unflinching stories about the moments that sent her tumbling and the self-awareness needed to break out of the bleak cycles. Tumbled powerfully captures the terrors, learnings, and joys of one young woman struggling to live a perfectly acceptable life. Oh my gosh, Michelle, you are going to be rooting for this woman. I know I need to watch myself when I meet her because I feel like I know her. Because you read this book and I feel like I've just been like sipping coffee on a porch with her for hours. And like she bears her soul on the page and you are rooting for her and oh my gosh.
That's beautiful.
It's actually Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And there are some themes within Heather's memoir and Heather's life that we thought might be helpful to make sure that people in the community make sure they know about local resources here, that you are not alone, that we all know somebody, and that there is always a better way. And we have North Shore Horizons who are going to table throughout this event. So Heather was really excited when we suggested providing resources at this event as well.
Well, yeah, you can't have a conversation like that and then just say, okay, see you later.
Right, exactly.
You gotta kind of.
And the door is closed.
Right, exactly, exactly. Oh, wow. See, another example of amazing programming and partnerships with the Two Harbors Public Library. You guys just think so out of the box. It's just so amazing. Oh, I love being part of this. All right, and you said there's
so much
two
fun.
More authors.
There are. So on Friday, April 14th, before our author visit, we're kicking it off for the kiddos with a Call of the Coyote story time with friend of KTWH, naturalist Michaela from Gooseberry Falls State Park.
Nice.
So I know she's often on the air as well, and we love collaborating with her and sharing all that there is in our backyard and what we can do to be ethical and informed stewards of it. So she's going to come in and teach us a little bit more about coyotes, and then we're going to do a special craft. That is at 10 a.m. on Friday, April 14th. And families, stick around, maybe grab lunch downtown, and come back to the library at 1 p.m. for an author visit from Mary Casanova. And basically, Mary has covered everything in the world of Kidlet. It is amazing. She has some fantastic nature writer books. If anybody else was an American Girl fan growing up or to this day, she wrote one of the kid books.
No way!
So this program is funded through the Legacy Amendment
and
generosity from Minnesota voters. So this is a great program if you want to learn more about the great outdoors, about a professional writer who has published in, I think she has over 30 books out.
Wow.
And that's also going to be in the library meeting room. And this one I would recommend, you know what, she writes kid books, but she is such a dynamic speaker, and you don't have to be a kid to love kids books. This is a, when I say family friendly, I mean any age, come on in mm-hmm. and enjoy this program. Friday, April 14th, 1 p.m. at the Two Harbors Public Library.
That is so wonderful. So back-to-back amazing programs. And you know, that young kiddo who said that some of your programs are about books, mm-hmm. he nailed it.
Right. I was like, oh, you've seen me. You've seen my soul.
Oh, that's so fabulous. In a program all about coyotes. You know, I didn't think I would ever have a conversation about coyotes before 9 o'clock in the morning. And here we go. You know, only on live radio. I love it.
Oh, my God, I love that. Honestly, Michelle, your life could fill so many books, but I would definitely read the one about lessons in live radio. About never thought I'd talk about this sipping my morning coffee, but yeah. Here we are going from war to coyotes with a smile on our face.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. So I'm sure you have more stuff going on over there at our own Two Harbors Public Library.
We do. Our third author visit of the month is our One Book Northland Award mm-hmm. winner. Mm-hmm. Dr. Thomas Peacock is coming in to share lessons from the book The Wolf's Trail. I read that book this fall, and it is just, oh my gosh, it is like a warm blanket is what it feels like to read it. It's a really digestible book. It's under 200 pages,
oh, wow.
but the lessons learned are so deep. It's a history of our region, but told from the perspective of an elder wolf telling the lessons of his community to the young pups at the fire at night.
Oh.
You're going to cry, you're going to laugh, you're going to chuckle, you're going to put down the book and say, wow, I need to text this phrase to somebody right now because this is so powerful. It's fantastic. And Dr. Peacock is gracious enough to visit us at the Two Harbors Public Library on Monday, April 24th. At 1:00 p.m.
Excellent. And is this, what's the age that would enjoy this book the most?
Ooh, good question. I'd say it's technically an adult book,
mm-hmm.
but I would see a prolific middle grade reader or a high school student enjoying it as well.
Okay, excellent. And that's the book of the month, so it's through April. There'll be other events and things going on?
There will be, and actually, if anybody hasn't read The Wolf's Trail yet, the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library generously donated an additional 12 copies of the book that we have at the front desk. So if you look at that holds line and you're like, ooh, I'd love to come to that event, but I want to read the book first, just stop by the desk and we're passing them out. It is so generous, and we really appreciate the support of the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library.
That is amazing. And when listeners have questions and want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 218-834-3148. Stop by our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or find us on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library, where we do have a lot of fun. Our hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and then Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. Anything else we didn't cover this week?
Oh, my gosh. I better save my breath for our next conversation since we're together the first and third Thursday of the month. I really appreciate your taking the time and pausing the jam sesh to be able to chat with me.
Well, we appreciate partnering with the Two Harbors Public Library. So thanks a lot, Madeline, and you enjoy the sunshine finally.
Thanks so much. You as well, Michelle. Take care.
Yep, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Yep. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third of each and every month, and there's always so much going on at our community library. And just a note also that Madeline, the Two Harbors Public Library and the Silver Bay Library also do monthly columns in our Lake County Press, so you can get the scoop there as well.